Among the many higher education budget cuts announced this session was a unique program at Marshall that only those who needed the services know about. It's the Luke Lee Listening and Language Learning Lab that's dealing with the cuts.
The little pie. Mother Brown Bear had 6 little bears.
That's Clara Johnson. She's in kindergarten now. But before that, she learned to understand what she was hearing and how to speak by taking part in the Luke Lee Listening and Language Learning Lab at Marshall. The L Lab, as it's known for short, allows hearing-impaired children who wear hearing aids or have cochlear implants to learn how to listen and speak. Clara's mom, Amanda, says she doesn't know where their family would be without the L Lab.
Pie and one little pie. Little bear, one ran to do his work.
I think it would be one of two ways, and that would be we would either be with an interpreter, and the whole family would be learning sign language along with trying to assist with a speech, or we would have moved out of state to find another program like this to support her language development.
Clara completed preschool at the L and now pays a visit just twice a week for hour-long sessions to continue to learn and track her development as she progresses through regular kindergarten classes with her twin sister. But Clara isn't the only member of the Johnson family who has needed the lab. Amanda Johnson's 3-year-old daughter, Kristen, is now in the preschool program. She doesn't have cochlear implants like her sister yet, but only uses hearing aids. When Amanda found out the L Lab's budget was one of the many things within higher education in the state to receive less money than it requested, she was worried.
I feel very sad. I feel like they need to come and see the program for themselves to get an idea of what they're really doing. Are they trying to not to have these children be contributing adults to society? I don't understand it.
Of a rectangle. And a rectangle has 4 sides. A rectangle has 4 sides. A rectangle has 4 sides. 2 are long and 2 are short. A rectangle has 4 sides. All right.
Got a paper?
Oh, do you want a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Jody Cottrell is the program director of the L. She's the first listening and spoken language specialist in the state, and thus the program she runs is the only of its kind in West Virginia. She says when she heard that the center only received $105,000 of its requested $175,000, she was distraught.
Oh, I was devastated. I mean, I was shocked and I was angry. And my big thing is just frustration because I don't think he knows what he's cutting. I mean, I truly don't think he realizes the value that this program has had.
Paper. You can have paper. All right.
The he that Cottrell speaks of is Governor Earl Ray Tomlin. He had the final say on cuts to the program that sits on the 3rd floor of Smith Hall at Marshall. After making it through the House and Senate without cuts, Tomlin made line item cuts in his budget vetoes that included the cut to the lab. Cottrell says she understands it wasn't that the lab was targeted. It just falls under the Higher Education Policy Commission's special resource funding. Cottrell and the others that work at the facility are still optimistic because a study resolution was passed that will allow the legislature to look at the program again during the special session. The study resolution will look at whether to provide the program with the full amount of money and whether to expand it into other areas of the state, which is something that Cottrell was looking into before hearing about the cuts.
We serve several kids around the state. I mean, I have kids from Parkersburg. I have a child I see through Skype, through distance technology therapy that lives in Clarksburg. We've had children from Beckley Drive and have been in preschool. So we do have kids from other states, but most kids don't have access to us because we're here. And our goal is to be in all different areas of the state.
In the meantime, while Cottrell and the parents of the program hope for future funding, Marshall University has agreed to help fund the program for the next year, covering the $70,000 that's needed to fill out the budget. Cottrell and parents like Katie Counts, whose 3-year-old daughter Kaylin is part of the preschool program, are grateful that Marshall is helping out. But Counts says she's still worried about what it all means.
I feel like it'll work out just because I want it to work out, but as far as the logistics of it, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what to ask for. I don't know, you know, what our goal is now. You know, who do we go to? How do we make it work? I'm kind of lost.
Count says it's all she knows for her daughter, Kaylin.
It has been invaluable. Basically, not only has it taught her so much, but I feel like it's a teaching tool for me as well as far as how to carry on therapy at home. It's a way of life.
Goodbye, Kaylin. It's time for you to go.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.